Good evening, brothers and sisters. How are you all doing? What a wonderful privilege to have this platform to share with you the Word of God again. Today is the first Wednesday. We ought to have been in the physical church for our monthly prayer meeting, but because of the outbreak, we couldn't. But we thank God. He is omnipresent God. He is in everywhere. We can worship Him at any place, at any time, but only what is required is to do it in spirit and in truth. We thank God for the platform. We thank God for the technology that we are using, Zoom. Hallelujah. We are taking over the airways. Amen and amen. Though we are not physically in one place, but God is seeing us before Him as one and in one place. For us today, for me and my wife today, is quite thrilling to us to see this day. Recalling many years back when the monthly prayer meeting of the church starts, only a handful, most of the time, is between me, my wife, and Jesse, the firstborn then. You know, we have three beautiful children. We thank God for that. And we see, for whatever reason, people don't want to come for prayers. Certainly, Satan knows the power of prayers, and therefore he gives excuses for people not to attend prayers. But things are changing from now onward. So we are so thrilled that now look at the number of people on prayer platforms today. For Wednesday, look at the number of people praying together, coming for this prayer meeting. We see it as a fulfillment of God's word. When you wait on Him, He will come to you. He will answer your prayers. We are so thrilled that we can pray together in this great number. Not just the number, but faithfully and spiritually. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for all of us that are here today. I want to thank God for all of you that have answered the call to stand in prayers. I want to thank God for the prayer ministry of the church, the intercessors. I pray that all of us will continue to pray fervently, continue to commit to prayers individually and corporately together, even after this season, this period, if you will. Yes, because of the outbreak, government took steps and she advised against public gathering. Or public gathering for religious purposes or social purposes. And it is a good measure they have taken, and we support it. I admonish us to keep to the rules and advice of the authority. While doing so, let us keep fit and healthy. Do a lot of exercise. Do exercise in your room. Just make best use of this period. Don't let boredom set in. You know, as it is said, an idle man is a devil's workshop. And you are not that workshop for him. But you must take steps. Get busy. Do the right thing. Do not panic. There is no need for panicking, especially for us believers, knowing that we are Goshen and we should remain in Goshen. Hallelujah. Make best use of the internet to learn important and helpful stuff. Important and helpful stuff. Use smart media for voice, video calls to your families back home. Assure them you are secured and protected and you are doing fine. Avoid propagating unverified news. Continue to pray for God's mercy, who alone can help bring this situation under control. Continue to pray for the government for wisdom and understanding. Do not give up. Continue to pray for doctors, nurses, paramedics, volunteers in this time. for protection, security, and renewal of strength as they offer these services to the needy. Continue to pray for patience, for healing. Continue to pray for the body of Christ to completely turn to God and listen to Him, because He's speaking in this season, as He always does. He has spoken, He's speaking, and He will continue to speak. Continue to pray for yourself. God is speaking to you. Be devoted to listening to God in all situations. You cannot hear Him without listening to Him. In this present situation, I am sure God is speaking to you and I, speaking to the world, speaking to this country, speaking to the countries in the world, and most importantly, He's speaking to His church. Get into the habit of saying, "Speak, Lord, your servant heareth." Whenever you are in a storm, wherever you are in that need, when things are spinning out of control, say, "Speak, Lord. I know you want to talk to me. I know you are speaking. Give me understanding." Stand still. God is speaking. He's telling you which way to go. But you must be calm. You must listen. You must be attentive. There is a way out of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today I will be sharing from Matthew chapter 14. And I will simply title this sharing, if you will, "The Doubt Virus." Father, I pray that you open our eyes to see the silent killer viruses that are the government and unfortunately the church seems to pay less attention to. Awaken us. It is not what is seen, it is what is behind that cannot be seen that is most dangerous. Awaken us to the truth. Give us understanding. Before I go on, let me just fundamentally establish certain facts here. One, coronavirus kills. Is that clear? And nobody doubts this. You know what is happening out there when you hear the news. Outbreak is looking like pandemic, not epidemic anymore. Now, I want to ask you a question. Which is more dangerous, coronavirus or sin? For us believers, we know sin kills. That's right, isn't it? But the world thinks different. And we are not surprised, because it is foolishness. Brothers and sisters, make no mistake, all sin kills. One sin, small or big, if there is anything like that, small or big, sin kills. You remember in Genesis chapter 4, between Cain and Abel, the first children of Adam and Eve, the Lord was cautioning Cain because he was angry. Anger is a virus. God cautioned him, "Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you. It desires to kill you. It desires to enslave you. It desires to master you." Tell somebody, be careful with anger. It's a virus that has the capacity to kill. People out of anger, you know what they do to others and to themselves. Anger virus. Yes, which is more dangerous, corona or sin? You can see the attention given to this outbreak makes it more important than the sin virus. The world's effort is geared or aimed at eliminating this virus, and nobody is talking about the silent killer virus in our lives. Sin. Brothers and sisters, the spiritual truth is this: you can die. We know it. We can die with coronavirus and go to heaven. Hallelujah. The world doesn't understand that. But on the flip of it, you can die without coronavirus. And if you don't have Jesus, you go to hell. Sad truth. Yes, sin can cause you to die physically, spiritually, or relationally. Disobedience is a sin. We remember Adam and Eve. They had this virus, I will call disobedience virus. It was just one single disobedience of Adam and Eve that brought us into this situation. Quite unfortunate, corrupted, uncertainty. Nothing is sure. Nothing is perfect. Yes, we have other examples of these silent killer viruses. Abortion killer virus. Materialism killer virus. AI killer virus. Money killer virus. Entertainment killer virus. Pornography killer virus. Lukewarmness killer virus. Jealousy virus. Name them. One after the other. There are many. Each one of them kills. And there is no medication. There is no vaccine against it except the blood of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, sin is not curable by any vaccine or medicine, by anyone in this world. Sin eats and kills. Even if you are quarantined for months, no one can see it, but it's eating deep down. Even if you remain in your room for a year, it's killing you. Yeah. Nevertheless, we do not deny the physical reality. We need solution to this problem. Therefore, we continue to pray for immunologists here and outside there in the world for novel vaccines. We will and we should continue to pray for those affected. Hallelujah. Now let's go to that Matthew chapter 14. When you look at that Matthew chapter 14, there are three important things that happen there in Matthew chapter 14. First, John the Baptist beheaded. Jesus fed the 5,000. Jesus walks on the water. Now the first one, John the Baptist was beheaded and it was reported to Jesus. And then Jesus withdrew to a quiet place. Being fully man and fully God, I could assume that was quite shocking. This is his forerunner and now he's been beheaded. A faithful servant. Definitely, I could assume his mourning. He's just thinking, what happened here? Oh, Jesus, even in this state of mourning and thinking about John, or probably going to his father to ask what happened here as a man. When the people followed him, Jesus reached out to them. He still preached. He still touched them. He still fed them. Something for us to learn in our sorrows, in our mourning, that we can still minister to others. Hallelujah. And after he has fed the 5,000, evening was coming. He dispatched the crowd and he asked his disciples to get on the boat and go ahead of him to the other side. Verse 22, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Jesus prays. He prays. As the Son of God, he still prays. How much more of you and I? Prayer is central and it's important. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already in a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. The word of God says in verse 25, shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. Will you not be terrified if you are left alone on the sea around 3, 4, 5, and you saw something walking on water? Let's be truthful. You will say it is what? So don't blame them. And the Bible tells me, and then they cried out. They were terrified, and they said, it's a ghost. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. Look, we are created by God. God knows what we can and cannot do. Do not be ashamed. Do not be afraid. Express it out. Or if you leave it inside, it will kill you." Verse 28, what happens? There is this guy, Peter, you know him. When he heard that it was Jesus, he said, "Tell me to come on the water. If you only tell me to come, Lord, I would dare walk." Jesus said, "Okay, Peter, come on, Peter." The Bible tells me, then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But, verse 30, when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me, save me." That one, the loving Father, the loving Shepherd, when you cry out to him, immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said. Now listen, that phrase, "Why did you doubt?" The rest of the story, you know, when they climbed into the boat, the wind died and they were amazed and they worshiped him. I pray that out of this, when you see Jesus in every situation, you will bow down and worship him. Doubt killer virus. Peter believed if only Jesus will speak, he will obey. What happened? Jesus spoke. Brothers and sisters, many times in our lives, we will say, if only we will see the handwriting on the wall, if only there is a vision or prophecy, if only angels will show up, if only something magnificent, if only something big will happen that will convict me, I will believe. Really? We have all the promises of God given to us in his word, and we know he has never failed in his promises. Why are we still gripped by fear? Why fear? The real problem is not the fear, it's the doubt virus. The doubt virus. What did the storm cause Peter to do? Well, the writer said, that is my tune. He said he was afraid. He was afraid. But Jesus addressed the real problem when he asked him, "Why did you doubt?" Why didn't Jesus ask Peter, "Why are you afraid?" Because fear is not the problem. The root problem is doubt, which I'm calling doubt virus, because we are talking about this killer virus. Brothers and sisters, don't miss one point. Remember, Peter is a professional fisherman. Have you ever seen any professional fisherman who cannot swim? Traditional fisherman, professional, that they cannot swim? Doubt is terrible. It deactivates you. It immobilizes you. It sinks you. Peter began to sink. To sink here is he began to die. He forgets he can swim. Doubt can cause you to do unthinkable things. But Peter did one thing. He cried out, "Brothers and sisters, I don't question your faith in Jesus. But anytime my advice to all of us, our faith is failing. Call on Jesus and him alone. Call on Jesus and him alone. Today, I'm offering the world, the patients, government, the best immunologist, the best physician the world has ever known, the only true healer, physically and spiritually, who can instantly bring an end to this death killer virus. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, our Lord and our Savior. He walked the face of this earth, healed sicknesses and diseases of all kinds, and most importantly, the greatest killer disease virus, sin. And by the drop of his blood, will bring an end to this global threat and even save souls. Today, brothers and sisters, let us turn to God fully. For all our needs, He heals, He hears, He cares, and is willing to do more abundantly than we can ever imagine. Today, whatever be your problem, whatever be the situation, whatever be the confusion, if you call and cry out to Him, the Word of God tells me, it says, immediately Jesus reached out. God is waiting. He has been so merciful. You have not cried out to Him. He has protected you, secured you. But there are issues in your life that have not, that cannot just go. Mountains that cannot move. You have prayed. Call out on Him in faith. Wait on Him. He's a loving Father. He will immediately reach out to you. Stand still. Hear Him speak to you. Hallelujah. My prayer that as we are awakened in this season, praying together, fervently committed, that after this season, we will not relapse back to prayerlessness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May the Lord strengthen us together. May the Lord build us in this season, that when this is over, we come out strong, flying, because we waited on Him. He hears prayers. But I have told you, prayers is the incense. But what burns the incense so that the aroma and the scent will arise into the presence of God is obedience. Obedience is critical. Let us not allow disobedience virus to kill us. Let us be obedient to His word. Let us not doubt Him. Doubt virus kills. May the Lord watch over us. May the Lord strengthen our faith in Him. May the Lord renew our strength in Him. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen and amen.